Welcome to the Wiley Manager Podcast, your place for just-in-time management advice on the web at wileymanager.com. All right, welcome back to another Wiley Manager Podcast. On today's podcast, Bob, we're going to talk about one of my favorite things to do, the offsite boondoggle.
You hate offsite boondoggle, so yeah, we're going to have fun with this one. This should be good.
Offsite meetings, advancing the retreat.
Advancing the retreat, that's right.
All right, before we get there, we started to share some viewer mail with folks at the beginning of each podcast, and today we had another person give us some feedback via iTunes, I believe.
Yeah, that's right. This one comes from iTunes.
So the individual writes, awesome, much more effective and efficient than the other guys podcast.
Yeah, and they actually named the other guys. I pulled it out here on this slide because I kind of like the other guys, so I didn't want to. I don't want to be that aggressive. So
yeah, the other guys are great,
yeah,
for
no,
sure.
No, they're very good, and we find that a lot of people, we've heard from our viewers that a lot of people listen to their podcasts and ours. So you know, we certainly think that's a good thing. Get as much dirt as you can.
Can't get too much of that learning, Bob.
Yeah, that learning thing's a mighty good thing. So, and this comment was posted by somebody from Eastern Europe, it looks like.
It's Hugfuxfuxi.
Yeah, that's actually their handle on iTunes. So
it's like five H's, a G, an F, a V, a U, F, X.
So thank you, whoever that person is, in whatever language you speak, and we will endeavor to buy you a vowel.
All right, let's walk folks through our agenda for today's podcast.
Okay, well, we're talking about offsite meetings, so I'm going to talk about a few different ways you can do that. So one is getting out of the building, getting out of the city, and getting people out of their comfort zones, Jed. Mm. So yeah, that'll be good. And I'm going to suggest some cautions for any offsite meeting. And if you still insist on doing one,
Make sure there's lots of beer.
I maybe should write that one in. Yeah, but we'll talk about if you still want to do one, how we think you should do it.
All right, so the first thing you wanted to chat about is, I guess, essentially an offsite is going to require getting out of the building.
Right. Well, sometimes not so. Like some people, I've seen some people say, we're having an offsite. Well, where are you doing that? Well, in our conference room, you know,
down
the hall, right? Yeah. So, you know, there is some advantage if you're in an office setting. There is some advantage to going to a hotel two blocks away and renting a conference room for the day.
Yep.
Just because it saves people from getting up at break time and saying they're going for a pee, but really going back to their cube to check their email.
Yeah.
Right. So it's a great way to minimize distractions is to actually get people physically out of the building. Plus, it takes people to a different place in their minds. Right. So when you're in that same place, if you're really trying to do something different, then it's probably not a bad idea to get people out of the building. So the only caveat I would say is that and this is any time you have an offsite meeting, get people leave their smartphones behind. Okay. So I suppose you get a get out of jail free card if you've got a wife who is expecting, who's like 11 months pregnant or something. Yep. But other than that, you need people to be completely present in your meeting as opposed to checking the email from, you know, what's happening back at the office.
Let me run an idea by you, Bob, that I saw at a meeting that I thought was effective. And if you don't think so, I'll edit it out after we're done.
We edit most of this stuff out, don't we?
So they had this piece of flip chart paper on a table up front.
Yep.
And on the flip chart, they had you know, a square about the size of a smartphone with your name below it, right? So when you came into the meeting, you had to place your smartphone, you know, in your spot.
Yep.
On this chart, and then go to your seat, right?
Yep.
So all the phones had to get dropped off at the entrance to the meeting at this table. Now, during your 15-minute break or during lunch, you could go over and grab your smartphone and, you know, do whatever you needed to do over lunch, check in on things back at the office. But then again, when you came back into the meeting and the meeting starting back up at 1 o'clock after lunch, you had to place your phone back on this little placeholder. And that really, I felt, helped manage the balance between, hey, I need to check on something at least over lunch.
Sure.
And not having, you know, the head down at the table working the BlackBerry underneath the table.
I you know what, I think that's a good compromise if that's the best you can do with people. I do remind you, however, and anybody else willing to listen, that a mere 10 years ago there was no such thing as a smartphone. We actually all managed to cope being disconnected for a whole day.
All right.
Right? So but if that's the compromise you got to make, then I think that's better than not doing anything.
Or maybe I'll just edit this little suggestion out.
No, I think it's a good one.
Next one, get out of the city.
Get out of the city. Okay, so avoid group vacations, okay? They're often well-intended, and they can even be fun. I've been on lots that have been actually pretty fun, but I'm not sure that there's a real tangible return on that investment, right? And be very clear what you're trying to achieve at these things, right? So don't take everybody, you know, out horseback riding just for the sake of getting everybody out horseback riding, right? What are you trying to do? Okay, what are you trying to achieve? And I think just by buying everybody a trip to San Diego is not maybe the best way to achieve whatever it is you're trying to achieve.
Okay.
Yep.
Very good. And the next one is getting people out of their comfort zones.
Yeah. So this one I hear all the time, and I think it's exquisite BS, right? Because no, I really do. Because yeah. It's well, you know what? We're gonna send people away for a week, right? And we're gonna get them to do improv comedy, right?
Right.
And you know, we're gonna get them to go out on the city street and panhandle, right? You know, yeah. And that applies to their work. How? Right?
Yeah.
No. It gets them out of their comfort zone, right? So, you know, let's take everybody to karaoke. Let's get them out of their comfort zone. Well, the ridiculous thing about this is truly ridiculous, right? And the ridiculous thing about this is that many people may not know, Jed, that on the side you are a country western singer, right? So if I take you to karaoke, you're in your element. You could not be more in your comfort zone if I take you to karaoke. And you got somebody else who would rather die in a house fire, right, than do karaoke. So, you know, if you want to get people out of their comfort zones, that may be a noble task. You can't do it as a large group, right? There's no one size fits all to get people out of their comfort zones.
Well, I'm struggling with the purpose of why that matters.
Yeah, I totally agree. And so these silly games, they often have absolutely zero purpose, right? So, and they're not even fun for a lot of people, right? So
the groaning. Oh, I see it, hear it all the time. We're going to do this, and the groaning. Oh my God, we have to dress up. Like what?
Yeah, yeah. I beg your pardon. Like, sorry, I'm just not playing along, right? So and. You know, you may get people to go along begrudgingly, but I'm not sure you're going to achieve anything. The other thing to be really quite aware of is people's physical limitations, right? So I personally was on a retreat once where somebody thought it would be a good idea for us to hike 15 miles into the wilderness, right? Mm. And go to a retreat lodge up there. And you know what? I really enjoyed it. But at the time, this is many years ago, I was only, you know, I was like 29 years old, and hiking was the thing I did when I wasn't working, right?
Yeah.
So I was thrilled with this. And it was really thrilling until halfway in, one of the guys, older fellows, blew out his knee, right? And he was about 250 pounds. So now we got to carry this guy. And so then, you know what, a 15-mile hike, which should take 3 hours, right?
Yeah.
2.5, 3 hours, ended up taking 7 or 8 hours. It got dark. It started to snow. I mean, it was downright dangerous, right?
Oh, God.
So that's fine. We went up. We had our retreat. We had to chopper this guy out, right? Because he wasn't walking out because he didn't have a knee.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's all kinds of other considerations, right? And not everybody, just because you think it's a good idea to go for a bike ride, not everybody else might be in that same space.
Even something as simple as, you know, after the meeting, let's go play around, you know, let's go play 9 holes.
Sure.
Well, some people hate golf.
Yeah, I being one of them.
I don't understand it, but some people hate it.
Well, see, there's you and I again, right? So, you know, I'll go play golf, right? But I won't particularly enjoy it.
No, right? nor will you do it well.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know that from experience.
All right, so watch out on the outside the comfort zone.
Yep.
You have a few more cautions in addition to this one around any offsite meeting. Let's share those.
Yeah, okay. So any offsite meeting you're doing, you need to have a clear purpose for what you're trying to accomplish, right? And so, you know, and the best way to measure this is what is going to be different after this meeting than it was going before this meeting, right? So I need something, I need people to do something or behave differently as a result of this intervention. What is that going to be? Right.
Okay.
So when you're doing your high ropes course, I don't get what that will be a lot of the time. Right. Keep in mind that people have families. Right. So it's great that you fly everybody to San Diego for a weekend of golf. But, you know, for me anyway, a guy who travels a lot for business, I have very little interest in going golfing on the weekend. Right. In San Diego, even though it's a lovely place and they have nice golf courses, I want to be at home with my family.
Right.
Right. So watch out for liability issues, what I just talked about. So this guy blows out his knee.
Yeah.
Okay. So is workers' compensation in whatever jurisdiction you're in going to pay for this?
Yeah. Hiking is not in the job description.
Right. You know, okay. So now as a company, have you exposed this company to risk to replace this guy's knee? I don't know. Right. So you need to be very careful about liability issues. Make sure you manage the perceptions very easily. So I've alluded to all of these, but what are the spouses going to think when you, fly the team to San Diego again? What are the participants? You know, I was with a company once that took us all to Hawaii. It was a great trip, had a great time. But there are a number of people on this trip that said, you know what? These are people that were actually given the trip to Hawaii, right?
Yeah.
The number of people that actually said, look, just give me the money.
I don't want to go to Hawaii with all you bozos. Right. Just give me the money.
I'll make my own holiday plans. Thank you very much. Just give me the money, right? Show me the money, right?
Yeah.
Other employees, right? So you take your whole sales and marketing team, you know, off to Bermuda. what are the other people going to think about this, right?
Yeah, the finance department who's, you know, seeing the bill come through for this is going, what the hell's going on over there?
I said, pardon. And finally, clients. Okay, yeah. So, you know, and so again, I'll go back to this Hawaii trip, right? Well, you know, this is a consulting company. And so, you know, clearly our clients were thinking, we're paying you guys way, way too much money.
Right.
Right. So you need to manage the perceptions very carefully. And when you finish measuring all these things up, you may wonder if it's actually worth it.
Well, I've done all this work, Bob, and I still want to go on this offsite because I find it to be an incredible amount of fun.
And they can be.
So I still want to do the offsite once a year or whatever the case may be. What's some advice, you know, if I'm going to go do this, some advice that you would offer up?
Okay. Well, the first one would be is it have a clear purpose? So know what you want to get out of this thing. Have an agenda in advance. There should be work that people have to do in advance of this thing. You actually are there to work. So even if you're only working, you know, half the day and you take people – you know, sightseeing the other half a day, well, that might be a nice perk. You can get away with it. But at the very front end of this thing, be very clear what your purpose is.
So if the purpose is, Bob, if it is just to maybe reward or recognize the team for, you know, they just brought home a particularly difficult project, for example, is it okay if I want to go take them bowling for the afternoon? Like you're not going that far where,
no.
You know, to go out and have a bit of fun with your team can be, in fact, be a good idea and can be the purpose of the opsite, could it not?
Yeah, sure. I mean, that's a great example, right? So you take everybody bowling for the day. You know, you can take a team of 10 people bowling for like $100, right?
Yeah.
And you know, you knock off a couple hours early. That's great, right? I mean, that's – and there might be one or two people that aren't all that keen to go bowling. Well, they can sit there and drink beer while the rest of you bowl, right? So, you know, that's fine. You know, do those things. I'm talking about the grand mall things, right?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Where we're spending thousands of dollars and going to other countries and, you know, other time zones. And I just – I'm not saying you shouldn't do it. I'm saying you need to be very cautious when you do it.
All right. That's clearer for me. Thank you.
Okay. And that's part of the, you know, and I sort of alluded to this, but be very clear on what will be different afterwards as a result of this intervention, whatever it is, right?
Okay.
So manage the perceptions carefully. So we talked about that one already.
Yeah.
And think very carefully about silly games, right? Because silly games look really good if you're a facilitator and not all that good if you're a participant sometimes.
They just look silly.
They look silly and ridiculous.
And they make you look silly as the boss who suggested them at times.
Well, and they have very limited value.
Yeah.
Right? So, you know, okay, we're going to take everybody out for this thing. Okay, what is the value of that, right? What are we trying to get out of that? And maybe it is, depending on what business you're in, maybe that's exactly what you want to get them, right? But just be really clear on what your purpose is. Just because you have a whim and think it's a good idea or you think that yoga is really fun, be sure that not everybody else thinks that way.
All right, sir. So a lot of good information on team offsites, a bit of clarity around you know, what the purpose is for sure. Let's
right.
see if we can wrap things up with three things for folks to remember from this podcast.
1, 2, 3. Okay, so the first one is that meetings are expensive. Meetings are expensive at the best of times when you do them in your office, right? When you start adding up the value of everybody's time. When you start adding on plane tickets and resorts and retreats, you could be into hundreds of thousands or millions very quickly.
Yeah.
What's your return on that investment? Right. Yeah. Well, I've got happier employees. Not good enough. Right. Tell me what the ROI is.
Okay.
So be very clear on what you want to get out of it.
Number two,
team building doesn't happen in a day. Right. So that's great. Well, you know, my team, they're not quite cohesive enough. So I'm going to take them off site for a high ropes course. And when they come back on Monday, it's all going to be good.
Yeah.
Right.
Sorry.
Yeah. That's delusional thinking, right? So there's a whole bunch of you should work to build your team. You should work to have a more cohesive team. Taking them off site for a day ain't going to achieve that.
Number three.
Manage the perceptions very carefully. We've talked about the dangers. Don't discount them.
All right. And latching on a little bit to, you know, the team building, team trusting. We've done other podcasts that
have
help you out with those things too. So
yep.
Not all of them are found on iTunes. As a matter of fact, we keep about a year's worth of podcasts on iTunes, and we've been at this for longer than that now. So there are more podcasts available back at the Wiley Manager website. I'm not sure where these ones are. They might be on iTunes. They might not, but we've done ones on effective meetings.
Yep.
We podcasted on team trust and team building. We've podcasted on team motivation at times as well. So I encourage you to go check out some of those other related topics.
Right, back at the Wiley Manager website at www.wileymanager.com.
And there as well, you'll find some free cheat sheets that we've put together. We've bundled about 40 of the cheat sheets together. These are the notes from each of the podcasts that we do. We've taken 40 of our most popular ones, put them into a PDF, and that's available for you free from the website as well.
Right on.
And let us know what you think. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. At the website, you can get in contact us and let us know if you have some ideas or thoughts you'd like to share with the Wiley Manager guys.
Right on.
All right. Thanks for your time today, Bob.
See you next time, Jed.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Wiley Manager podcast. If you have some comments or questions about today's show, please let us know at facebook.com/WileyManager.